This song is all about feeling sexy, right? And that's kind of where we're all at right now. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing. We've all been, I feel like most of this, I use air quotes, spring, working hard on getting into shape, right?
Yeah.
100%. Like, I mean, you have been really going to the gym every single morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been on my running grind. I've also lost a bunch of weight. Ahmad, you've been going to the gym.
Mm-hmm. He's got his gym in Uptown, right?
Yeah, the gayest gym in Chicago.
Is it really?
I feel like it is.
I was like, are they known for this? What is it? Is it LA Fitness?
Yeah, LA Fitness.
All right.
There you go.
Though, it sounds like you have a bit of an op.
Yeah.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Inside the house. I believe my boyfriend is trying to keep me from losing weight.
And why do you think that is?
The meals he cooks, he always tries to tempt me with ice cream, and he knows I'm like trying to stay away from it. Telling me like, hey, let's go to the bar. We don't have to drink much. And then he comes back with like two beers. He's plotting against me.
Wait, but why do you think he wants you to not be super fit? Because don't you want to be super fit so that he's also like, dang, look at that papi chulo?
No, he likes a thicker guy.
Oh.
If I look at all of his exes and the guys that he likes on Instagram, he likes a belly. He likes a chunky man.
Oh, he likes something to hold on to.
Exactly.
Okay.
The other night we were laying down and he was like rubbing my belly and stuff and he goes, oh.
For good luck or what?
Yeah.
Basically. He does it like all the time. I'm like,
he rubs your belly?
Yeah. He was like, oh, you're losing weight, but not in like a happy about
that. Oh, like
that.
A disappointed. Oh, yeah. You're losing weight.
So I think he's secretly trying to make me big bone.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, my wife never rubs my belly like that.
Would you
he
be
does
offended?
It every day.
No, she tickles my belly, and I'm very ticklish.
That's funny.
And so, and she gives me raspberries sometimes. You know what that is, right?
No. Uh-huh.
Where you go like...
Oh, that's how I know you have a baby.
Yeah. No, she did that before the baby.
Oh,
Issa does that too.
A weird thing, yeah.
Yeah.
No one's ever done that to me.
No way.
Nobody's giving you a raspberry?
No.
Well, we're not going to be the first one.
Yeah, that's against HR.
Yeah. This is interesting, though. So your theory is that your boyfriend wants to keep you from getting into the shape that you want to be in.
Exactly. Pride's coming up. Summer's coming up. I want to be shirtless. I want to wear skimpy clothing.
By the way, you can be shirtless with a belly.
I can, but I want to look a certain way.
You want to feel a certain way. It's not so much about looking. It's
I want to feel.
You want to feel a certain way, which is confidence. So
yes.
wherever that takes you, that's how you want to look. Because I think whenever we talk about weight, it's like such a personal thing to people because it's so subjective on what you think looks good, feels good, is healthy, whatever.
Exactly.
Well, and everybody's body is so different. And that's why I don't like, you know, talking like numbers, like saying I weighed this much and that was so much.
Same.
You know what I mean? Because we're all a little bit different. I want to know, so if you're just joining us, Ahmad's boyfriend does not want Ahmad to get into the shape that Ahmad wants to get to. He likes him a little thicker in the midsection.
Yes, exactly.
Have you confronted him about this? Have you said like, yo, like,
you're not helping my goals.
You're sneaking sugar into my system.
No, because I don't want to sound crazy, but I'd call him right now. I bet you he'd say yeah.
I think that you should confront him.
Okay, I'm down.
Because I get feeling like there's no way this is what he's actually doing.
Right.
There's no way he's actually sabotaging my health journey.
Here. Exactly.
But I think he might actually be.
I think so, too.
Based on his preferences. All right, so can we call him coming up next?
Yeah.
Is he awake?
Yeah, he's up. He's up.
Okay. We're going to call Ahmad, the Amazing's amazing boyfriend, and confront him and find out the truth. Is he trying to keep Ahmad from losing weight by sneaking sugar and other things that he doesn't need? We'll find out. Coming up next, it's B96. It's B96, Moog and Carla Morning. So Moog, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing, and we also have Ahmad the Amazing's boyfriend, Issa, on the phone now. Issa, Ahmad has a theory that you are trying to keep him, what's a good word? Pudgy? Hey, husky?
Big bone.
Big bone.
Well fed.
Is it a theory? No.
Oh.
But is it a fact? Absolutely, yes.
I told you.
Okay, so help us understand. So Ahmad is saying that he wants to, you know, get fit. It's summertime shy. He wants to look all sexy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all nice and stuff, but at the end of the day, I'm not 19 and 20 no more. That six-pack life stuff, it ain't for me. I like them bigger. Yeah.
Exactly, but you can have the six-pack.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there can only be one inside the relationship with a six pack. That's how that goes. Yeah,
no, that's not logic. I don't get that logic. That's insane. And this is why you're like buying 2 pints of ice cream at night and like massaging my belly. Yesterday, he made like buttery chicken and garlic fried rice and all this stuff.
But only enough for one person?
No, I definitely took leftovers today. But still, he's tempting me.
All I can say is anybody can attest that six packs usually come with six different reasons. But have you ever came home from a long day of work and just rubbed a big guy's stomach? It's your serotonin boost.
I have.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I have.
I know.
But I respect it. So that's interesting. So Issa, you have a six pack. Is that right?
Kinda. I'm more skinny and I just ain't super pudgy like that.
No, he has a six pack.
And
he
then, Ahmad, how would you describe your belly?
Like
lovely.
Thanks. But I would say, like, I'm on my way out of a beer belly. It's not fully beer belly yet, but, you know.
So, skinny fat.
Skinny fat.
Okay.
I like that.
All right.
This is so interesting to hear you guys talk about. I would never, like, refer to, like, anything like that.
Skinny fat?
Yeah.
No, skinny fat.
I think as women, we're so much more gentle about the way we talk about our bodies.
Oh. Yeah.
And understandably so. You know, I look at myself and I go like, okay, chonky. But, you know, been worse.
I like that.
And I'm just chonky. Over here like on our way to a better body.
So, but can you support Ahmad wanting to like just be fit for the summer? And then, you know, when it comes time for cuffing season once again, he'll be, you know, going to round out.
He has my thoughts and prayers for that diet.
Oh, I don't believe that at all.
As we know.
I'm trying really hard. You see, I'm eating all the Greek yogurts. You like the healthy meals I cook? Hang up the phone.
Oh, dang.
All right. Well, you know what, Ahmad? Have the summer you'll have.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll see. At least I know I'm loved at home.
Yes.
All right.
All right. So PCA is in a little bit of trouble. Pete Crow Armstrong from the Chicago Cubs. The Crosstown Classic happened over the weekend, and obviously that is a very heated rivalry. And in this, there was a fan who was talking some smack to Pete Crow Armstrong, and he talked some smack back and is now apologizing.
If you're going to go and open your mouth like that, I think you should probably expect. I think I just regret my choice of words the most and who that affects in my life. I don't think that any of the women in my life would ever think that I would use those kind of words, especially referring to them. So I'm just bummed out of the word choice. In a moment like that, I think I just let it get away from me a little bit.
Why does this sound like a here damn apology?
Yeah.
Because he's not saying he's sorry to the lady or sorry for...
No, he starts with...
If you're going to go and open your mouth like that, I think you should probably expect...
To get verbally assaulted.
Well, I mean, she did start it.
She did start it. Now,
he finished it.
You might be wondering, what exactly did Pete Crow Armstrong say to this fan? She had said something we don't know, but it couldn't have been nice because he responded with something that we can't exactly say on the radio. We would get in a lot of trouble, possibly fined. So, to tell you what he said, we're going to play the thesaurus game. We've looked up some synonyms of the words that he said, and we'll share some of them with you, and we're each going to take a word or two.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Let me just say that what he said is a sentence that I have never in my life said.
You've never said that?
Mm-mm. Never in my
me
life.
Me neither. Especially not when I was in 7th grade, every day, all the time.
Yeah, never.
Okay.
So, we're going to start with the first word in the sentence. We're going to use the word inhale.
Yes.
Okay. Inhale.
Inhale.
My is the second word.
Right. For the third word, inhale my... Hecking,
okay.
Inhale my hecking...
Hog.
Oh, my God. No, come on.
Is that too far?
Different
that's
synonym, too different far.
What about the private eye?
Private eye. I like that.
Okay.
Captain.
Inhale my hecking private eye. I'm very curious as to what word you're going to use for the synonym for the last one.
Wench.
Wench.
Oh. That's what I was going to go with, too.
Inhale my hecking private eye, wench.
and in the 1900s, that would have ate.
It would have ate down. Yeah.
There would have been
they would have been like, damn, he really said that.
Yeah, he'd have been thrown in jail.
Yeah. So there you go. Now you know what Pete Crow Armstrong is apologizing for.
He said, inhale my hecking
private eye,
wench. And he said it in that accent as well.
Yes, he did. So,
oh boy.
Now, you know, not what not to say to people, because it isn't a very nice thing.
Inhale is hilarious.
Inhale is the funniest part.
Yeah.
No, wait.
I didn't mean
not the sound effect.
I meant to do like an inhaling sound.
The other options were drink or absorb.
Vacuum, perhaps?
Okay, vacuum.
Vacuum?
My heckin' private eye. Now we know. It's Smoking Carla Mornings, commercial free. On B96. So, hope you are having a good Tuesday morning. It's Smoking Carla Mornings on B96. And it is going to be another warm day, it looks like. We get one more warm day, and then it's going to cool down a little bit.
Oh, that's okay, though, because I think we need a little ray of sunshine to keep us motivated and going, and that reminder that summer's coming. Although, summer's not here yet.
Summer's not here yet, but this weekend is Memorial Day weekend.
Which is the kickoff of summer.
The unofficial kickoff of summer, so that's very exciting.
Oh my God, there's so much going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, so much going on this weekend. I know the Fire is playing. They have, like, Lupe Fiasco doing, like, an after soccer show.
Oh, cool. Six.
Sueños, Forever Mine. Like, I...
The festivals are beginning, all the craziness, and I got family visiting. My mom is going to be in town. Very excited about that. We're going to go see the Cubs on Friday.
Oh, my gosh. The Cubs are playing Friday. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? This is going to be the best weekend ever.
Yeah. So it's finally starting to get warm. Last night, I was I'm in this adult rowing class with the Lincoln Park Boat Club, and we were just out on the water in the Lincoln Park Lagoon last night looking up at the skyline.
Wow.
Breeze was coming through.
Wow.
It was 80, but it felt like it was maybe 74.
With the breeze?
Yeah,
I love that.
Finally. Yeah. It's green now. We've made it, Carla.
I feel like we've just been fantasizing about what summer would be like since around February.
I don't remember summer. It was too long ago. It was too many years ago.
It only lasts like three months.
Lots to get to this morning. 7:30, a brand new diary entry as we have like three left in the diary.
Oh my gosh, already, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, we really read through that.
Yeah, we did.
Sorry.
It's taken a couple of months. And yes, we've got that coming up at 7:30. Can't crush Carla at 7:50. But coming up next, Carla has an issue with somebody.
I've got, I would say it's one-sided beef.
Okay.
Well, yes, it is though. It is beef.
Find out why that's kind of funny coming up next. And Carla needs a little bit of insight on how to handle this situation with a person.
I don't know what to do or how to get like revenge or help or stop.
We'll discuss coming up next. 396 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and Carla needs a little bit of help. Somebody who, this is actually quite harassing what's happening to you.
It's quite terrible. And I think as we joke about it, it's like low-key not funny, but it's been happening for so long that I'm just like, this is just a part of my email day.
Okay, so 877-591-9696. How should Carla respond, A or B?
Retaliate. Because I don't... Okay, so basically... For a while now that I have been doing radio, I have been getting emails from this man named Dennis.
Dennis. Okay. What a menace.
Yeah, Dennis the menace. Yes, Dennis the menace. And it'll say stuff like, urgent, please open.
Okay.
Must open, please help. Chicago radio, must see, urgent. Like, stuff
and
like
so
that.
And so you're like, oh, okay, I've got something I should check out.
And he'll make different emails because I keep blocking his emails. He'll make a new email to send me an email.
Yeah.
And I'll open it.
All right.
And it'll be a video.
Of his
little Dennis.
Oh.
Of little D.
Wow.
And I'm like, what do I do? How do I get this man to stop? How do I
yeah, I mean, my initial thought is like, blast this guy online.
Right. Like, my first thought is like, expose him. But I can't do that, can I?
Yeah. Well, you don't want that on your page.
I don't want to give him a larger platform.
Like, everybody go follow at It's Fog Carla on Instagram. And then there's that.
To see Dennis the Menace.
So 877-591-9696. What do you do? Gloria in Evanston, I'm not sure this will work, but what's your thought?
So I was just telling Ahmad that Carlos should email back and say, hey, I do not appreciate this.
See, I think we're gentle parenting this menace by saying I don't appreciate it. I don't think that's enough.
I don't think he cares.
Have you ever responded to this guy?
No. Never.
You've never said, like, hey, I do not want this.
No, because I feel like that's just egging him on. And the thing is, I have his first and last name.
Right.
I have his first and last name. And so I have looked him up, like, on my followers.
Sure.
I'm like, who is this Dennis guy? I cannot find him.
Okay, so, Gloria, I like it. I think this needs to, there needs to be something more firm.
Yeah, something a little harsher for unsolicited Dennis the Menace.
Thank you, Gloria.
Or expose him. Expose him.
Yeah, again, you got to be careful with that. Imagine that backfires and he sues you for... by the way...
Don't they call that revenge?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, fellas, I don't know that women want to see that as much as we might want them to want to see that.
Yeah, like, you know, if I didn't ask, I definitely don't want to browse.
I think it's a weird thing to be like, hey, surprise, here's my junk.
But also to label it Chicago Radio Urgent.
Yeah, and then it's not
and
urgent.
And then it's not
Chicago
urgent at all.
Kia, our friend in Hammond, Indiana, what is your suggestion?
Call the police.
Oh, just straight
up.
That is
literally a crime. That is a crime, 110%.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even like realize that it would be. I could just call the cops and tell them, what do I tell them? Like, hey, this guy is sending me.
All they need is an email. They can literally find his IP address and see where he's doing this from. Like, technology is so advanced. They can find this guy, and that is literally a crime. He can go to jail for that.
For sending those videos. Interesting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I hadn't even considered that.
Because I have multiple emails.
Different email addresses.
Yeah.
Get him, Carla. Send him to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're not his only victim. You're probably not his only victim.
Yeah, that's true. Has this ever happened to you, Kia? Just unsolicited, like, surprise, here you go.
Yes, but I called the police.
So you, in this case, snitches don't get stitches, snitches get results, because we are victims.
Right, because who wants to see little Dennis?
I don't want to see little Dennis. Trust me, I do not. In fact, I'm, like, afraid that he's listening now.
Yeah, and he's amping up. Here's,
you know?
A new one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, fellas.
I just don't want it to escalate. He knows where you are, like the radio station. Like, it'll probably escalate to stalking, because that's normally where it goes next when they get ignored.
But the good thing is, this hasn't escalated.
No, thank gosh.
It's just been years of random videos of him saying, hey, guess what? Here I am.
And I'm just like, oh, well, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. So we can call the cops. That's a thank you for that. I guess I didn't like realize that I could just contact
report
the authorities.
Yeah. But I feel like, well, like, which do you call? 311? And they're like, Chicago PD. And you're like, so this guy? And they're going to be like, we got a lot going on.
Right.
Like, maybe there's some other crimes division.
Yeah, maybe I just go to the station and, like, just make a report.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Interesting, nonetheless. Well, I'm sorry that that's happening. I feel like I'm constantly apologizing on behalf of all men. Men, stop!
Just stop being weird.
Do not just randomly send that.
No.
And don't pull the, ooh, that was an accident thing.
Because it wasn't. You typed urgent. Chicago radio must see.
Yeah, it's not urgent. All right, it's Mogan Carla Morning. We are commercial free on B96, the Rhythm of Chicago. Get set for a brand new entry in the diary coming up here at 7:30 on B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. We only have a few of those entries left, so we are reading somebody's diary, an entry a day until it's over, and it's almost over, as it turns out.
Only three entries left, basically.
Ooh. Yeah. So get set for that. Right now, let's talk about Drake. Drake released three albums last week, and it turns out he should have just released one. Drake ran out of content.
And then somebody said online that these albums sound like he actually wrote them.
Yeah. Dirty.
I know.
So as an example.
His ghostwriters ghosted him.
Yeah.
I know.
Drake is just narrating his day.
AC is broken, my hotel. It's hot as hell, running out of sodas. I might walk to Circle K by myself.
I might walk to Circle K by myself. Drake, what are you talking about?
He's just like me.
This is the same Drake that did the motto. Who gave us YOLO?
Yeah.
What happened? You're just narrating your day.
Yeah, and a lot of the album is just him, like, talking. And I'm just like, were you...
just
looking out the window, like, what is going on?
It's him talking and, like, airing out grievances and
mild inconvenience.
Yeah. And by the way, The Kendrick thing is over.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Is he still coming after Drake?
My understanding is Drake went after Kendrick in this album.
Mm-hmm.
Did I listen to the entire thing?
Absolutely
not. Because if this is what you're luring us in with.
AC is broken in my hotel.
No, I'm not in
it's
a big hurry.
It's hot as hell.
So, but you like
me.
It.
Nah, now it's growing on me.
So we're going to have to come up with our own, okay?
Okay, are we going to narrate our days Drake style?
Are you ready? How about you go first?
I'll start.
All right.
Tuesday afternoon, I have Pilates class to make this ass grow. Sipping my Alani energy drink, might hang out with my boo, might kiss him too. Pasta in the fridge. I might eat a smidge. Is that good enough?
I see a tinge of embarrassment on your face.
So bad.
We're secondhand embarrassed for Drake. You wrote yours down. I didn't really write anything down. I'm just going to go off the top.
Straight off the dome.
Off the dome is crazy.
My wife put in an order at Mariano's. I got to pick it up. I'm in spot two. But I can't text them because they have her number. And she's not responding. What the hell? All right, Ahmad. In your best Drake impression.
What are we doing?
Oh, okay. We're going to narrate Ahmad's day now.
I go to the gym and get sweaty as hell. Then I shower real long because I smell. I hop on the train, then head to a bar. Meet some creepy old men and we play darts.
Oh, okay.
Wait, why can you sing?
You know.
We know this about Ahmad.
I'm a songstress, if you will.
Oh, who are you?
Yeah.
A songstress?
No, don't make me sing. Don't make me sing.
Twist my arm.
Okay, and now the most ridiculous one of all.
AC actual Drake. My hotel. It's hot as hell, running out of sodas. I might walk to Circle K by myself.
By the way, you know how many, there's got to be so many rappers in Chicago that are sitting there like, what?
This is
I put my life into my craft.
Right.
And this is what's crashing Apple Music.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
And this is just like one example
Of these lot? Three albums.
Mm. Have you guys heard the one that talks about like Schmack and that booty?
No.
I kind of like that one, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
You know what? But look, here's the thing. If you're going to drop three albums, just by chance, there's going to be some bangers.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they will come.
And they will bang. Well, there you go.
Okay.
It's Mogan Carla Mornings. We are commercial free. New entry in the diary coming up next. A chance to win $1,000 at 750 with Can't Crush Carla.
Yes, and I think you can crush me today.
Yeah. All right. It's B96. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings and the diary. We only have a few entries left in this diary we are reading. In an entry a day, we used to say in hopes to find the person.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
The drama, if you want to be filled in on that, on our Instagram at B96 Chicago, where we are currently streaming live. If you'd like to see the diary, we'll get you a quick recap, though.
Previously on the diary.
So last time we read about our diary girl, she was heading to Denver, Colorado to kind of clear her mind with her friend Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she wants to take a break from the whole love triangle between her current boyfriend Jake and her ex-fiance Mike.
Okay.
Because Jake wants Mike and her to stop talking.
Fair. Like, none of that. Because she keeps trying to be friends with her ex-fiance, which is weird.
But. It's weird.
Yeah.
I think she feels guilty, but it's all weird. So, August 15th. I feel like I'm living a double life. On one hand, I'm Jake's girlfriend. And once again, find myself in a relationship that I don't know how I feel about. See, she never liked Mike either. See what I'm saying? Like, if she's in another relationship, she doesn't know about. Okay.
That's true.
He's crazy about me. It's serious. What am I going to do? And I haven't done what he's asked me to do. I'm still talking to Mike. Maybe now more than ever.
Wow. This is a problem.
I know. I have to know if it's real or not. Like, are the feelings still there? I mean, can you really go back? I know it'll never be the same as it was, but is it worth a try? I feel like I'm being pulled in two different directions, and I'm not sure which me I want to be. I want to be happy, but which path will make me happy? I feel like I'm in awful So, I feel like I'm in an awful soap opera.
Oh, okay.
This is worse than any movie I've ever imagined myself in, because this is real. And because it's not a movie at one... Oh, and because it's not a movie, at some point, I will have to decide. God, I really wish this was a movie.
And that's the end of the entry.
Yes.
God, I really wish this was a movie.
Well, it kind of is for us.
It kind of is. So this is fascinating. So she's basically like, which path do I choose? She's at a fork in the road. Do you go with the boyfriend or do you go back with your ex?
If she had just never told Mike that she cheated on him, I know that's not the answer because that's bad, but she could just be engaged and happy.
We all have secrets. Well, she could have kept that.
She could have kept that to herself.
If the Titanic would have hung a left. Sooner. There's a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Okay, who do you want her to get back with? Who do you want her to be with, Jake or Mike?
I think she needs to leave Jake alone because Jake at this point is collateral damage to whatever is going on in her system. And I think Jake needs to stand up and respect himself, because if your girl refuses to stop talking to her ex-fiance, then that woman does not love you.
Yeah. Maude?
Team Mike. You're and team it's Mike. Also, I've always rooted for Mike, but like Carla said, Jake is starting to look like sad.
You know what's interesting? I think that the Mike relationship is poisoned. I think that the cheating scandal already happened. That there's always going to be some sort of doubt there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just
checking
my opinion.
The phone.
And
all
the,
that.
The thing is, I agree. I think at this point she needs to like leave both of them alone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It'll never be the same with Mike. She's ruined it for Jake.
Yeah.
Because he'll always have that thing in the back of his mind of like, does she still love him?
Yeah.
They're both ruined now.
Maybe just somebody new altogether.
Yeah.
So start something fresh.
Another Ike or Ake name like. Just another guy.
I was like,
Jack.
Bike?
Mike?
Sure. All right, Appy 96 Chicago. You can catch up on all the previous entries. After today, we only have 2 entries left.
Oh my gosh.
We did some math. We thought this was going to take us into next week, by the way. We're done on Thursday.
We're wrong.
Is the final diary. So catch the new one tomorrow morning at 7:30 and catch up on the previous ones on our Instagram. Give us 3 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance at $1,000. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96.
B96.
Can't Crush Carla.
Can't Crush Carla brought to you by Planet Fitness. Hello to Emma in Round Lake, who is going to take on Carla today. What's up, Emma?
Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
We are good. You got to start by throwing Carla out of the room, okay?
Get on out of here, Carla.
Fine.
So, it's 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla. We'll toss you $1,000, right? Here goes question number 1. Shakira used Rihanna's Be Better Have My Money on her new Instagram post after being acquitted of tax fraud in Spain. She's also going to receive a $70 million refund. Which sporting event will Shakira be performing at along with BTS and Madonna this summer?
Lollapalooza.
Question number 2. Michael Jordan surprised his former high school teacher with a video call while she was in hospice care. It was her final wish to speak with him. What was Michael Jordan's number when he played for the Chicago Bulls?
23.
Question number 3. Pizza Hut's bringing back its classic dine-in experience. Everything from the salad bar to the iconic red cups will be returning to 80 locations. What is Pizza Hut's slogan?
No one out pizzas the hut.
Question number 4. It's been 11 years since Taylor Swift dropped the Bad Blood remix featuring Kendrick Lamar. Which female pop star was the song rumored to be about?
Pass.
Question number 5. People.com confirms that an Ella Enchanted TV series is in the works at Disney Plus. No confirmed cast yet, but Anne Hathaway is going to return as an executive producer. What is the name of the Disney movie where Anne Hathaway plays the Princess of Genovia?
Princess Diaries.
All right. Let's get Carla back in here while she's on the way in. The fun fact about you is that you love to crochet. Do you crochet blankets? Do you crochet... What do you crochet? Stuffed
creatures? I kind of crochet everything. Actually, I'm wearing a crochet sweater vest thing that I made myself right now. And my favorite thing that I've crocheted is a book blanket for my mom last year. She read a total of 178 books. And so that blanket's pretty long.
You said your mom read a total of 170 books?
Yeah, 178 books.
Oh, wow.
Great square represented the title or the cover of the book. So each ring square has its own colors and aspects.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Fancy crochet person. Welcome back, Carla. So 1, 2, 3 correct for our friend Emma in Round Lake. Let's see how you do. Okay. Question number one. Shakira used Rihanna's Be Better Have My Money on her new Instagram post after being acquitted of tax fraud in Spain.
She's so funny for that.
She's also going to receive a $70 million refund. Which sporting event will Shakira be performing along with BTS and Madonna this summer?
The FIFA World Cup.
Yeah.
But, like, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That's what I was thinking. I forgot that.
Yeah. Isn't it their first halftime show ever?
Yeah, it's the first halftime show for the World Cup, and it's BTS, Shakira, and Madonna. Pretty big.
Doing it big.
Big time. All right, question number two. Michael Jordan surprised his former high school teacher with a video call while she was in hospice care. It was her final wish to speak with him. What was Michael Jordan's number when he played for the Chicago Bulls?
23.
That's correct. Question number three. Pizza Hut is bringing back its classic dining experience. Everything from the salad bar to the iconic red cups is going to be returning to 80 locations.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah. What is Pizza Hut's slogan? That's a little deep cut.
Deep cut. I see what you did there.
I didn't even mean to do that.
Deep cut. I know this isn't it, but I'm going to just guess. Pizza, pizza. But that's Little Caesar.
That's Little Caesar.
I know it is. What is it?
It's No One Out Pizzas the Hut. And Emma had that one.
Aw, man.
Question number four. It's been 11 years since Taylor Swift dropped the Bad Blood remix featuring Kendrick Lamar. Which female pop star was the song rumored to be about?
Katy Perry.
That's correct.
Yes. I forget she beefed with Katy Perry, but yeah, because she's beefing. She beefed with Katy Perry and with Kanye.
Yeah.
Amongst other people.
Yeah. Question number five. People.com confirms that an Ella Enchanted TV series is in the works at Disney+. No confirmed cast yet, but Anne Hathaway is going to return as an executive producer. What is the name of the Disney movie where Anne Hathaway plays the Princess of Genovia?
Princess Diaries.
Is it Genovia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it is a look out the window, princess. It's Genovia.
Okay, I always think that it's like Geneva, and I'm just saying it wrong.
No, I think because Geneva is like a real place, like Lake Geneva.
Oh, okay, this is just a
But Genovia is a... Yeah, it's not real.
Sure, all right, so look. 4 for Carla, 3 for Emma. Emma, you know what this means.
I'm Emma from Round Lake. Couldn't crush Carla this time.
But you know what? You'll do it one of these days.
There could be a next time.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
Bye,
Emma.
Thank
you as well. Bye.
Yep, can't crush Carla. Back tomorrow morning, 7:50 for another chance to win $1,000. It's Moe and Carla mornings on B96.
B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moe and Carla mornings.
Today we have Pearl in Lake Station. So you're dating a guy and he spends way too much time on TikTok.
He isn't just scrolling through funny videos. He sits on TikTok live and begs for gifts shirtless.
Oh?
I don't think I understand that.
So he's on live and he doesn't have a shirt on?
Yeah, and he's begging for money, yeah.
Oh. Does it work?
Yeah, because if so.
Keep it moving.
Okay, so...
Tell us the story of how you... Tell us your story with this guy.
I met this guy at the Green Mill in Uptown.
Okay.
First of all, shout out to you for getting in. That line is long.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, I was really drawn to him because most guys my age are not into jazz music.
Sure, so you're like, oh, you're cultured.
Yeah, so we were, like, talking and going on all these fancy dates. And then I finally went to his house, and he had this whole video set up.
Oh.
And, like, I asked him what it was for, and he said that he was a TikTok streamer.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, everybody is, right?
Better than OnlyFans.
I wouldn't say it's better, but it's a different streaming service.
Sure. It's kind of different on his end, I guess, but, like, not really. I mean, he basically flexes and works out for people on TikTok Live, and they send him gifts.
Oh.
So he's hot.
So he's got to be in shape.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked and, like, kind of turned off by it first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hate to be that girl, but I was raised to fight a man that had, like, a real job, and begging for money on TikTok just doesn't really fit in that criteria.
So are you worried about what your dad's going to say when he says, so what does he do?
I mean, I guess so.
Here's the thing. Any job that's paying you is a real job, I think. And so we don't want to, like, fully discredit what he's doing because it's obviously working. I mean, it paid for the dates you've been on. So, Is it just because it's genuinely cringy?
Yeah.
I get that.
The wrong way. Yeah. And he said it was only a temporary job, but it still feels weird.
Right. Yeah, that is bizarre.
So, I don't know. I just try to pride myself on being modern, a modern woman, but this guy is 30 years old doing this.
So he's 30. Okay, so if you're just joining this conversation, we got Pearl in Lake Station. She's dating this guy. He's a great guy, but he goes on TikTok Live shirtless, and her wording is he, like, flexes and begs for money.
Yeah.
So I've seen streamers that, you know, are asking for gifts.
You watch this?
No. I've just seen it because they pop up on your For You page.
Okay.
So it's not so much that they're begging for money, but they do ask for gifts, and the gifts are like a little rose that you can put, and it equals money on their TikTok account.
Okay. I think Carla can understand this better. I'm kind of where you are, where I think this is weird.
Oh, I can understand it, but it's still weird.
Okay.
It's still weird.
So you like this guy, but you want to know if it's a match or mistake to continue dating a guy who goes online and flexes shirtless. So he's not like showing, like, it's not dirty.
It's not dirty. You know, the past few months have been so much fun, and I am dating to find my future husband, but it just doesn't seem like a sustainable job. And am I giving up too soon, or is this not a big deal?
Well, and there is some validity to that. Like, what if TikTok, you know, what if it goes away?
Oh, yeah.
You know, or what if his muscles go away? Like, will people still pay him if he's just a regular Joe?
Yeah.
You know, that is interesting. It's an interesting predicament that you find yourself in.
Because I think it could still be a match, only because I have a lot of friends that are TikTokers, like, just as actual careers, for real. And
Does he have any other interests? I'd be curious, like, is there another career that he could fall back on, something that he has interest in doing? Or is this pretty much it?
He was interested in IT. I mean, I think he had, like, a job in that before, but okay. This is making a lot more money.
Right. So
if it's making more money than IT, girl.
Well, and if returning to IT is a possibility, if he ever needed to, that could be helpful. What you need to know is if this relationship is a match or mistake, should you keep dating someone who goes on TikTok Live shirtless for money, or should you date somebody with, like, a quote-unquote real job? 877-591-9696. We want to hear from the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia. What would you do? Should she continue dating this guy, or is this weird and cringe? Like, you could never introduce this guy to your dad.
He'd be like, what's up? Follow me on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. Once again, 877-591-9696. It's Match Mistake, brought to you by Postman Law. Others promise, Postman delivers. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and it's Match Mistake. We've got Pearl in Lake Station. Her boyfriend apparently makes money on TikTok by taking a shirt off and just being a stud.
Being a stud. And the thing is, people make a lot of money on TikTok Live. Like, it's a new way of creating income for yourself. But I do understand that it might be a little awkward for someone who's not
could really make
into that.
You uncomfortable if you're in a relationship with somebody who's, like, being sexy for somebody else. So the question is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. This is interesting perspective from Crystal in Lyons. Now, you are a streamer, so you've got some, maybe a different perspective on this.
Yeah. I think it's a mistake because as myself, I'm a streamer. I get paid to sit there and play video games.
That's so cool.
I've done diamond painting, Legos, and I've literally had people sit there for 24 hours with me, just hanging out, giving me money so that I can go on vacation with my child. And I let them know, like, hey, I want to raise money to go to Wisconsin Dells to do this with my kids. Let's raise the money. And they do it. And the thing is it's not going to work if you can't look past, they're showing off, but at the same time, do you not want your partner to look good for other people? It's, in general, you know, you want your partner to look good. You want to be, but you also have to be secure in it. And if you can't be secure in your relationship and knowing that you are stable, then it's something that's not 100% going to work out, because you have to know that they're there for you. And if he's there for you and he's making better than he's in IT, I don't see what the problem is.
So that's an interesting thing that you said. Don't you want your person to look good for other people? Because I think that's a delicate balance, right?
Right.
We tend to like attractive people, and there's a part of it that's like you want people to see you with somebody that's attractive.
Hot. Yeah.
But how much of them do you want
To be seen.
To be seen.
Right, right, right.
Probably varies.
I mean, he's not necessarily showing below the waist. And right. as long as, you know, like, again, I would make sure to set absolute boundaries and that, you know, from there. But I, it's something that it really would have to be talked about and see if they can work through. But other than that, I don't know if...
So you say, in this instance, it's a mistake because she is not on board with his lifestyles.
Yeah, because she's a little too uncomfortable with it. Unless she can kind of... you know, understand more of it.
Okay,
and know that it's for the money.
Can I ask you personally a question? So you do streaming. Yeah. You said you play video games. You do other things in streaming. Is your thing like a kind of a sexy thing, or is it just living life?
No. I literally am just there playing my games, running away from like I play like Dead by Daylight, so I'm running away from killers like Michael Myers and things like that. So it's literally just me running away, screaming. For my life.
All right.
And just acting a fool.
All right, cool. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, I'm starting a new career tonight.
I know. I want people to watch me do stuff. Well, never mind.
thank you, Crystal, for that insight, okay?
Yep, you have a good one.
You too. Bye, Crystal.
Bye. Shayla in McHenry. So again, it's Pearl in Lake Station, whose boyfriend streams on TikTok to make money. He gets a little... studly sexy with it, shirtless. You say it's a mistake to continue in a relationship like this, and you have been with a thirst trapper before.
Ooh.
Yes, I have.
Tell us about this thirst trapper, and then tell us his Instagram. I'm kidding. What happened?
So, they were getting on TikTok, you know, live and things like that, thirst trapping people. But I don't know if I would say it was for gifts, but it was like they were like sending kisses. I blew kisses to the people there in the comments, like flirt with them a little bit. And I'm like, but the thing about it is, I don't know if Perla is known on his TikTok. Like, I don't know if he tells them that he has a girlfriend.
Well, you bring up an interesting point that I didn't even think about is it's not a one way show.
Right.
Like, people engage with the with a live stream. And
Pearl just seems uncomfortable.
On a live, they do. They comment, and sometimes they can actually join in on the live. So I don't know how deep he gets.
Right.
But yeah, I say a mistake because it can get bad. And he ain't hopping the DMs, low stuff. I don't know how.
Oh yeah. All your spidey senses get going.
And then Crystal, she was saying something about insecurities. Like, if she doesn't, if Pearl don't feel comfortable with the situation, that could be bad, too.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to security, because I don't think there's anything wrong with him doing this necessarily, as long as you're right. Maybe people need to know that he has a girlfriend. But there's going to be someone that's totally okay with it and someone that's not. And right now, it's kind of sounding like Pearl
is not totally okay with it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Shayla, for that. And have a great day, okay?
Of course. You have a good one.
All right, bye. 877-591-9696. Could you continue in a relationship with somebody who was doing this objectively? Like, it's one thing to watch from the sidelines, but if your person was doing this, would you be okay?
Yeah, blowing kisses and whatnot. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. 877-591-9696.
We're also going to check in with Pearl again coming up next and see where her head's at. It's Mogan Carla Mornings and Match Your Mistake on B96, The Rhythm of Chicago. Get set for Mogues Mega Minute coming up at 8:40. We had a winner yesterday. Somebody picked up $1,000. His name was Alfred.
Hey, Alfred. Congrats.
Yeah, 10 trivia questions in a minute. If you get them all correct like he did, we'll get you $1,000 cash. All right, so that's coming up. Right now, it's Match or Mistake with Pearl in Lake Station. Pearl's boyfriend goes on TikTok, takes his shirt off, does some sexy shimmying, and gets
paid. And the girls
send
him roses or whatever.
Yeah, and she's really uncomfortable by this. Can this relationship be a match, or is it a mistake? Now, Jasmine is on the south side, and you say it's a mistake, but why?
Why? Hi, guys.
Hi.
I say it's a mistake because, like, I don't know, just me personally, I would get the ick from this guy. Like, okay, you're 30 years old, and you're just over here, guys, tap the screen, tap, we're at 1 million likes, one more, like...
You seem to know exactly what these guys say, though. Are you watching, Jasmine?
Do you know this guy specifically?
Not specifically the shirtless ones, but I'll go past, like, it's on my For You page. Mm-hmm. And when you're engaging, like the last girl had said, when you're engaging, like, they do go live together, or they are, like, commenting back and talking back to these people. So, like...
This is just such a world that we know nothing about.
Well, you bring a good point in that, like, it does feel weird that, like, you're a 30-year-old man. I mean, get your money, right? We're not right, here right, to right, judge. Right, right, right.
Yeah.
But, it, yeah, no, but maybe I am judging.
I would not look for this guy who's like, oh, yeah, I work for TikTok. Like, no.
Right.
Maybe work for TikTok's IT, but not
TikTok corporate can get your money.
Yeah. Jasmine's looking for a grown-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is very interesting because at least we know, well, we do know, Pearl, the reason that I bet she hasn't broken up with him is because he's hot. Clearly,
yeah, he's attractive if he's making this money. But when you put it in those terms, Jasmine, and you're like, and he's on there like, come on, tap, 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 keep tapping. Yeah, there is some ick to that.
Doesn't it just give you the ick?
Yeah.
And the fact that he's like 30, like, I'm almost pushing 30, and I would want like a stable man with a stable job, not on TikTok. And it's he is begging for money.
Right. It's 9 p.m. You're trying to watch Beef together on Netflix, and he's like, I got to go in the other room.
Someone's in the galaxy.
Tap, 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 tap.
Where's that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Thank you so much, Jasmine. Appreciate that. That was very honest feedback.
We love you.
Say
love you.
Oh, we love you too.
You.
Who's
thanks, guys.
Is that the kids that are with you?
Yeah, we're dropping them off to school. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school.
Oh, I love it. Well, you guys have a great day, okay?
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
All right, so Pearl, ultimately, it's your life. What's it going to be, a match or a mistake?
I can't wrap my head around this.
Oh.
It's too much. It's too weird. I'm not judging here, but I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum.
Is it like the cringe part, or is it like also the element of like sharing him with other people?
Yeah, it's like the cringe part, but also just like it's making money online. It feels like he's begging. I don't know.
It's a cringe. You're cringing, girl. Yeah. I can hear the cringe in your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a little too much for me.
Well, in whatever the case in a relationship, if there's something that you like. Like, if I was with somebody and they didn't respect what I did, I think it would be a hard path, you know?
Yeah.
So, I guess I get it. And, you know, maybe you'll find an IT guy or an architect or somebody with a more than 9 to 5 of some sort.
Yeah, I think that's a little more my speed.
Yeah. All right.
Well, at least you realize it now. And he's going to have a lot more free time to keep streaming.
That's right. B96, show us what you got so you can win. Moog's Mega Minuteman. 10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Moog's Mega Minuteman. Amanda in Evanston. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How's your morning going so far?
I don't know. We'll see in about 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Of maybe a minute and a half.
Yeah. This is going to go pretty quick. So it's 10 trivia questions, 1 minute. Get them all correct, and you'll win $1,000. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. How much money will you get if you win this game?
$1,000.
Easy. Correct. Question, which company made the Wii game system?
Nintendo.
Correct. When texting, what does WYD mean?
What are you doing?
Correct. If you graduate first in your class, what are you called?
Magna Cum Laude.
Incorrect. Which store sells the brand Kirkland?
Costco.
Correct. Name one of the current members of Cat's Eye.
Of what?
The group Cat's Eye.
Well, there it is. Nope.
What was Martin's job on the sitcom Martin?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember.
Say pass. Say pass.
Pass.
Okay, which singer's real name is Abel Tesfaye?
Doja Cat?
Incorrect. Sky the Lioness is the mascot for what team? And time.
The Chicago Sky.
That is correct.
I dialed in yesterday. Man, I thought this was it.
Let me ask you this one to see if you would have gotten it. This is the 10th one. What is Sprite's slogan?
I don't know. These are hard today.
Yeah. So, Carla, if you graduate first in your class, what are you called?
The valedictorian.
Okay. Name one of the current members of Cat's Eye.
Sophia, Megan, Lara, Daniela, Yunche.
Okay, so what was Martin's job on the sitcom Martin?
He was a radio host.
Okay, so if you had a Venn diagram.
If you had a
Venn diagram of the generations that will know members of Cat's Eye and the generations that will know what Martin's job is on the show Martin, they would not overlap. There would be no overlap. So this is a tough one.
No, I was definitely more likely to know Martin than Cat's Eye.
which singer's real name is Abel Tesfaye?
Oh, The Weeknd.
And then what is Sprite's slogan?
Obey your thirst.
Obey your thirst.
Okay.
I didn't know that one, but Moog did.
I did. So listen, you did not win Moog's Mega Minute today, but you know what? That's okay. We enjoyed having you on. I hope that that doesn't impact your day in a negative way. I mean, you didn't lose money.
No, I didn't, and okay. I had fun.
Oh, good.
And I embarrassed myself on the radio. So all right. I didn't know.
Hell yeah. I embarrass myself on the radio every day of my life.
All of the time we say stuff we shouldn't.
I don't mind it. I've lost to Carla twice. So.
Oh, okay.
Keep trying.
All right. Keep trying. Thank you so much for playing, and have a great day, all right?
All right, you too.
Bye. Show us what you got so you
can win. Moog's Mega Minute. Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
So how about some little victories? 877-591-9696. What are you celebrating that you would love to share with the rest of the world?
Yeah, something fun, something good, something you're proud of. It could be your little victory. Maybe your kid is graduating school. Honestly, it could be anything.
877-591-9696. We're going to celebrate your little victories next on B96. It's Little Victories on B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. We're going to start with Janae in Chicago Heights. Your little victory is about your daughter.
Yes.
And what is her little victory?
Her little victory is she graduated and she's been through so much that she's graduating on Sunday from Bloom High School in Chicago Heights.
Graduating high school. Is she your oldest, your youngest, your only?
I only have two, but I have one girl and one boy.
Oh.
She's the only girl.
Okay, how exciting. And how are you feeling about this whole thing? I mean, graduating from high school is obviously this, like, transition into adulthood. Does this make you excited, nervous?
I think I'm nervous because my son just graduated last year and she's graduating this year. So I'm going to be an empty nester. I'm just all over the place right now.
I bet.
Oh, so is she going to be going to school or moving out? What's the deal with that, Mama?
I wish she could save me for the rest of her life, but she's going to go on and do a trade for cosmetology.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how it goes,
so
right?
So bittersweet, right?
Yeah.
You raise them to leave you. Oh, it's so heartbreaking, but also so, like, amazing to see them grow, too, right?
So amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
we're so happy amazing. For you. We know you said she had a tough year, and honestly, high school is a tough time for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So hopefully, the rest of her life is easy peasy, and she gets that cosmetology degree, and she visits you a lot.
Thank you.
What's her name?
Rakaya.
All right. Well, congrats to Rakaya and the whole class of 2026. And thank you for sharing that with us. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Janae.
Demetria is in Ukrainian Village. This is your son's little victory, and it is?
Yes, it is. He's a big boy. He's going to kindergarten. And today is his last day at preschool.
Oh, wow. So in the fall, he's going to go to kindergarten.
Yes, and today is his picture day, so he's going to be holding a picture of his very first picture day at 3 months while taking his last picture day.
Oh, wow. So how exciting is that for you as he, you know, leaves preschool and sets off to kindergarten?
Arguably the toughest year.
I'm so excited. I'm emotional. I'm 6 months pregnant, so it's like one starting a new chapter while I'm about to start it all over again.
Wow, that's so exciting. When is the new one due?
September 5th. Virgo.
Cool. Virgo. Hey, Virgo. I'm a Virgo, too.
Yeah.
I'm a September baby. Well,
yes.
That's very exciting. So is this going to be your second kid?
This will be my second, another boy.
All right. Well, congrats.
That's awesome. And honestly, finishing officially preschool is also so exciting because, like, kindergarten is really the first year where everything starts, right? So you start getting grades, you start getting homework, and you start getting this, like, structure for life.
Yeah, and for the parents, a little victory is typically kindergarten doesn't cost as much as daycare.
Right, and so, but we're going to start all over, so that's still like a whole nother rent payment that we're doing every month, so.
That, well.
Everybody gets it. All the parents get it. All right. Well, you know what? Yeah. Excited for you. Thank you so much for sharing that little victory with us, and have a great day, all right?
Oh, wait, come on, baby. Say hi. He wants to be on the radio. Say hi, guys.
Say hi.
Hi. Have fun at picture day. Make sure to smile big.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, big brother.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, that is so cute. That I remember is. Picture day.
Amanda in Evanston, who just played Moog's Make a Minute, wants to call and share a little victory. You didn't win $1,000, but you still have some good stuff going on today, huh?
Indeed. Yeah, I didn't win Moog's Make a Minute, unfortunately, but I have a big win in that I just recently kicked off my own business, and it's been kind of taken off.
All right, give it a plug. What's it called?
It's called Gypsy Girl Treasures. You can find me on Instagram at Gypsy Girl Treasures. I do hats and women's accessories. This weekend, I'll be at Artifact Events in Ravenswood.
Hey!
That's fun. Oh, Gypsy Girl Treasures. Why did you decide on that name?
Because she's a tipsy girl.
It is an ode to my mentor, it was Gypsy Girls.
All right.
Who was a tipsy girl.
Oh, wait. Tipsy Girl or Gypsy Girls?
Gypsy Girls. She was Gypsy Girls, and I'm Gypsy Girl Treasures.
All right, cool. Well, congratulations on that, Amanda, and thank you for calling back to share that little victory with us.
Well, thank you. You guys have a great day, and congratulations on kindergarten to the previous caller.
That's so kindergarten exciting. And graduating high school, and honestly, everyone's just living their own lives. Good times. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Amanda. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I want to say hi to Megan in Sugar Grove. Today is her daughter Sophia's 17th birthday. Happy birthday. We got to run, though, so we can't get to any more little victories. So if you're on hold, please call back tomorrow at the same time. We'll try and get you through. But that's going to do it for us. Stick around. Yeah. Lala Ticket Tag. You got a chance to win Lollapalooza Thursday passes coming up at 11 a.m.
Yes, if you were listening at 7 a.m. to get the person's first name and a city that they're from.
Yeah, and if you missed out on that, just make sure you're here at 11 for that name. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.